You're tuning to Sabahul Muslim on Radio Islam International. As part of Radio Islam International, we focus on Muslim individuals that have excelled in various aspects of life, in the business, in academics, in various aspects. And in that regard, we focus this morning with regards to the second largest tomato paste factory in South Africa. Joined on the line by Brother Ismail Dersot from Dersot, and we welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At the outset, we'd like to congratulate you on the significant milestone and achievement, the second largest tomato paste factory being opened in South Africa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength and grant more barakah, inshallah. Tell us about the largest tomato paste factory that has been opened by Dersot. Where has the factory been opened?
The factory has been opened in Mujaji's Kloof, which is about 20 kilometers from Tzaneen, in the northern province.
There must have been a long process reaching to this point of being the second largest factory in this particular field. Take us through the history of Dersot and reaching this point.
The history is Dersot is today 23 years old. When we started, we had to import tomato paste because tomato paste is not produced in the country to the levels that it should. It's only Tiger brands that are producing tomato paste for their own consumption, not for public consumption. And the country has been importing somewhere in the region of 17,000 tons of tomato paste from outside. And there's been an emphasis on the government to become self-sufficient. And this was a factory that we purchased that was owned by Tiger Brands. And Tiger Brands, not realizing, sold the factory to us. And we then put in a brand new plant to produce tomato paste. The tomatoes that are grown within the Tzaneen area is the largest tomato growing areas in the country.
Give us an indication, give us some sort of an idea as to what does the operation entail, how big is the factory, how many people does it employ?
The factory employs at the moment 75 people. The plant is capable of producing 300 tons of tomatoes per day. And it is able to produce somewhere in the region of 5,500 tons of tomato paste. The country imports 17,000, so we will be producing in the region of 25% of the country's requirements.
And the tomato paste being produced by Dersot now, what is the extent to which it is circulated or sent around the country for resale? What is the reach in that regard?
Well, the reach in that regard is that we are going to be able to sell to the consumer somewhere in the region of 3,000 tons. We'll be keeping 1,500 tons for our own consumption, and 3,000 tons will be available to the industry that are processing tomato paste in their canning factories.
Yes, this is undoubtedly a significant achievement. Now, Uncle Ismail, you know, you having gone through the entire process, starting off as small and reaching this point, alhamdulillah, there are many Muslims who, you know, are endeavoring to expand their businesses, to be able to render a valuable service to the community, to Muslims in particular. What advice would you share with them? What is the secret to the success, may we ask?
You are now putting me on the spot. Allah knows what is the secret of the success. I suppose that the honesty and fair trade and value for money. But most of all, of course, is if Allah wills, it happens. If Allah's will is not, that's not going to happen.
Yes, that's important to link ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, on behalf of the radio station, we'd like to extend our Mubarak Badi to you for this great development. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the factory from strength to strength.
Ameen,
and utilize it in such a way that it benefits all together with the various improvements that it is undertaking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant more barakah to the family. Jazakumullah khair for your time on Radio Islam.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.